Phil Currie is the Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review. Phil Currie, welcome.
Morning, Patricia.
So you heard Ed Husic using really tough language on gas companies. He represents, of course, well, he's the industry minister and he's very concerned about manufacturers in particular. How serious is the situation manufacturers are facing and how serious is the government about taking action?
Well, the situation is dire and it has been for a long time and it's just getting worse. And, you know, we sort of walked to the brink back in 2017 when we had a similar situation and the Turnbull government introduced the gas trigger and the situation we now face is even worse than that in terms of the impending shortfall, not to mention just the current shortage and what it's doing to prices. I can tell you I live on the East Coast in probably the coldest city on the mainland and, you know, the household gas bills are astronomical as well. So it's not just business, Patricia, it's households. And, you know, it's just this basic proposition. We have tons of this stuff, yet we pay through the nose for it. And, yes, there are commercial reasons for that. And, you know, these contracts were locked away and no reserve was made provision for all those years ago. But it's now the consequences and those consequences fall on the current government to solve. And I don't think they're bluffing. And they're, you know, threatening to pull this trigger. I'd be wary if I were the gas companies. I mean, as Ed Husic said, as Madeleine King said the other day, the resources minister, they've lost their social licence. And once governments start using that language, that basically gives them a free hand.
Media reports this morning suggest the Greens have resolved to back Labor's bill to reduce emissions by 43% by 2030. Adam Bandt will announce the decision at the press club today. Mm. He's told us, try to get people there, filling those seats, I think. Have the Greens won any significant concessions from Labor?
Look, it's sort of unclear at the moment what they've got. It was obvious last night they were going to get some sort of deal. I think Adam Bandt was, you know, had the majority of his party, but was hoping to get a consensus. Look, as we said on the show last week, Patricia, there's nothing huge of substance that Labor's been prepared to deliver here. As I said, they were fully prepared to just enact this policy without legislation if need be. It was more a case of Adam Bandt really negotiating with his party because he'd drawn these red lines, you know, in the lead up to the election about what, you know, these ultimatums, and then he sort of had to walk away from them, if you like, because Labor wasn't fazed by them. So he'd sort of, I think the main one was this no new coal and gas developments, a moratorium on those in return for his vote. And as I understand, that's now been sort of separated and they'll pursue that as a separate issue, you know, by trying to amend the EPBC Act inserting a climate trigger into that, but they won't make it part of their, you know, that won't be contingent on their vote for this bill. I think they settled on the 43% in the end, the 2030 target, accepting the government wasn't going to move on that, but they sort of claim a win that they've got explicit language that's a floor rather than a ceiling. And I think another thing they were chasing last night was to make that target sort of to be inserted into the mission statement of more government agencies. So that's my last understanding of where things are up to, and I assume none of those things would have been too onerous for the government to accept, but we'll know more later today.
We will. Look, the federal government has ordered a review of the ADF, the Australian Defence Force, to be completed in 6 months. There's increasing concern about our lack of capacity to defend ourselves. Is that what this is about?
Yeah, principally, yes. I mean, they did promise this before the election. It's not unusual for an incoming government to do a, you know, defence white paper or a strategic review, and this is entirely consistent with that. It's a new government. It'll allow them to calibrate things in terms of the latest threat from China in the region. It'll also enable them to sort of run the ruler over some of the big spending projects that they've inherited and whether they're still worth going ahead with, or they can junk some of those and reprioritise other areas of expense. I mean, the previous government committed a lot of money to some big projects. A lot of them haven't started. A lot of them, or some of them, may be duds. So it's a chance to do an audit as well as recalibrate your posture.
Phil Currie, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
A pleasure, Patricia. Bye.
Phil Currie, the Chief Political Correspondent for the Australian Financial Review.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.